Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this afternoon edition of the End of Affirmatrend Action. Holy shit, I'm Miles, and I'm joined by Super Producer Becca Ramos.
Hello.
You were in Puerto Rico.
I just got back.
But Puerto Rico. How was it?
Oh, my God. It was a dream. I was there for about a week. It was truly the island of enchanted. It was gorgeous. It was hot as shit, though. It's the hottest I've ever been in Puerto Rico. I'm like, there's so many things I can say. I did everything. I drove around the whole island.
Yeah.
I met a lot of really cool locals, one of them who frequently fits out Bad Bunny and like other reggaeton artists in Miami.
Send me pictures. Send me the pictures. Send me the pictures. Let's do the slideshow. Yeah. We'll do the slideshow. Well, let's get into what's trending. Good to have you back and talk about what we hear. Like I said, look, up top, Supreme Court, they have basically killed affirmative action. And we'll talk a lot about it more on tomorrow's full episode. But, you know, they definitely left room for legacy admissions and the like. So, you know, mostly they just close the door on people of color because systemic racism doesn't exist. And there aren't systemic disadvantages people face in this country. I just will say this. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, she had to clap back at Clarence Thomas, because in his concurrent opinion, Chief Justice Roberts wrote the majority opinion. Basically, Clarence Thomas said that affirmative action encourages, quote, permanent victimhood. And he claimed that Justice Jackson had argued that the legacy of slavery, quote, locks blacks into a seemingly perpetual inferior caste. This motherfucker said blacks. Anyway, then we go on to hear what Justice Jackson was saying. She goes on to say, Justice Thomas, quote, does not dispute any historical or present fact about the origins and continued existence of race-based disparity, nor could he, yet is somehow persuaded that these realities have no bearing on a fair assessment of, quote, individual achievement. And also wrote that Thomas, quote, ignites too many more straw men to list or fully extinguish here, saying all you were saying was a bunch of nonsense. Goes on to say, quote, would let them eat cake obliviousness today. The majority pulls the ripcord and announces, quote, color blindness for all by legal fiat. But deeming race irrelevant in law does not make it so in life. Yes, exactly. But yeah, you know, this will have an impact definitely on the makeups of new incoming classes, because it always does.
It's incredibly frustrating. I feel like I was probably a benefit of affirmative action. I went to a private PWI in Southern Texas as a Latino student who it was, I think, 3% of the population of the university. And I have also taken, I highly recommend Glenn E. Singleton's book, Courageous Conversations About Race. He is a Black queer man who has founded this program, but it originated as a book he authored. He went to Princeton, I think, and he has like a really great visual about how affirmative action really works and how in reality it is such a sliver of the population of students who actually get into universities, whereas a good, like, it's like almost like a pie chart that he does where it's like 60% of the students that really get in are legacies, are people who their parents paid a lot of money for them,
or their parents work at the university
They work at the universities and they do not have the grades, they do not have the charisma or the caliber. It is once again a part of the system of like Black and brown folk have to work twice as hard to get half as far, we have to have double the credibility to even be considered into these universities, whereas these white counterparts who are alum get in without a sliver of what we are capable of. So
hey,
it's like,
hey, Justice Kavanaugh busted his tail. He busted his tail so his grandpa could go to Yale.
It's like literally, it just like grinds my gears. As someone who loves education, like I wanted to go get a master's and like a PhD, and I like really valued school when I was in it. I love learning. It just hurts. Like, it sucks to see that, like, students who have come from minority backgrounds, which I don't even like to say it like that, but have come from disenfranchised backgrounds, who all they've wanted is an education and are so much smarter than a lot of the kids who get in, will not probably get in because of more discrimination. Like, it's just frustrating.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens, but again, we'll talk a lot more about it on tomorrow's full episode. Next thing is going on, Barbie shit is fucking everywhere.
Okay, I'm all in, I'm gonna go see it.
I'm definitely gonna check it. I mean, this whole month you got Barbie, you got Oppenheimer, you got Mission Impossible. There's a lot. Like, for the first time I'm like, oh shit, I might go to the movies like more than twice in a month. Well, not that I even go once a month, but I'm about to bring my ass to the theater. I'm ready for the Barbie movie. Now, all the marketing shit around it is a lot. It's a lot. Now, again, I get it. This is what you do when you got a huge film. I remember like when, like, you know, in the heyday of blockbuster films, it's like Taco Bell was always collabing with whatever. Like, I remember when Godzilla came out and you were trying to get those chalupas, but you couldn't get the Z to spell out Godzilla to win the $2 million, but all you could do is spell Godilla, which for me was fine because I'm a J. Dilla fan. But anyway, I'm just looking, our writer J.M. McNabb was just pointing our attention towards all of the wonderful.
It is crazy. There's a lot. Okay,
Cold Stone has a pink cotton candy ice cream with graham cracker pie. This shit looks like Joseph's Technicolor Dreamcoat on acid.
Yeah, I'm hungry looking at it.
Yeah. There's also Aldo is making Barbie shoes, Barbie makeup. There's Barbie rugs coming out, Barbie toothbrushes, a whole line of Barbie clothes at the Gap. Yeah, so NYX Cosmetics is the one doing the wonderful.
The flip phone? I'm buying. Yeah. Absolutely.
You're buying the flip phone?
Yes, I want the flip phone. I literally, my sister-in-law is staying with us for the summer. What?
Who's making the flip phone? What company makes the flip phone?
I think NYX is making the flip phone.
Oh, NYX is... The cosmetic company is making the flip, and it's a working cellular phone?
No. It's like a mirror.
Oh, so it's like a makeup compact or something?
Yeah.
Is that what you say? Do we still say that?
Yeah, makeup compact. Yeah.
Okay. I'm old.
I think
so. Thought it was called. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
it's like a makeup compact. Yeah.
I thought there was, because you see so many retro like tech things coming out. I thought they made a fucking flip phone like that you could buy.
No. It's like a little Barbie like makeup
compact. It's a Barbie phone. For sure.
No, my sister-in-law is staying with us for the summer, and we've just been like texting each other so many memes. We're like, okay, so
that's
Barbie,
your
Barbie,
full
Barbie.
Gen Z.
Yeah, she's my little Gen Z baby.
Yeah.
And
okay.
She's 20 years old. She's on top of it.
Yeah.
And we are just full pink pilled into
all
the Barbie shit.
Pink pilled.
Like, I'm
no.
like gonna buy the NYX little compact. Like,
right.
We're gonna go to the Barbie. There's like a Barbie cafe in New York that opened up. We're gonna go to that.
Out here, you could rent the Malibu Dream House. I saw that on Airbnb. That was like, I think, but that was one of those promo things. They also have a fucking, you know, that candle company Homesick that has like, you know, like, I'm not trying to give them free promo, but I'm not gonna lie, like, I'll fuck with it. But they also have a Barbie Dream House scent, and I'm like, I don't know what that's gonna smell like. Rotten plastic from something's been in your garage for 40 years. Then like, there's video games. Forza Horizon, it's a racing game on Xbox. you can drive Ken's Hummer or like her Corvette. It's wild. Then they make it an Xbox that is all, it's everywhere, y'all. Then HGTV, they had a fucking reality show they're putting out called Barbie Dreamhouse Challenge, where people are trying to make a house into a wild fever dream for Barbie fans. So this marketing, it's wild. Okay,
look
the strength
up the Aldo
of this brand.
Shoes. Uh-huh. And as a shoe girly, there's some really cute pairs.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I'm here for it. I'm here for the Barbie shoes.
I like
shoes.
How you heard me say Aldo and then you started going, let me just click the link real quick. Let me see what the fuck they got. And then before we go to break, Jesse Waters is trending because this dude spoke to like a group of executives, like investor. I don't know what kind of executive group it was, but that was like maybe 60% conservatives. And this dude thought he was like in a comfortable room and started like, I don't know, openly questioning Kamala Harris's like gender and shit and making really crass jokes. And it caused a fucking meltdown in this place. And by meltdown, I think just some of these executives, like apparently this is all part of like this whole convention or something. Some of them were about to attend like a diversity and inclusion luncheon. Like after that, we're like, what the fuck is this
Maybe
guy
they
saying?
Hired Courageous Conversation.
Right. And these some people just walked the fuck out. And we're like, what the fuck was this? One person that went said, quote, it was an epic meltdown afterward. The organization went into damage control. So the chat between Jesse Waters and like the head of this organization, like just went on. Even after like clearly was like, what the fuck did you just say? The guy came out and was like, this doesn't reflect our organization or whatever. It's like, well, you invited him there. And Jesse Waters isn't some, you know, revolutionary civil rights speaker.
Absolutely.
So what the fuck did you think it was? But again, they said the association, they said, acted quickly and decisively. And the interview session conducted does not reflect our values. And we cut it off. Okay. Well.
You're like, all it. Right. All
sure,
right.
Sure, sure, sure. I mean, like the second I would see that like lineup of speakers, I'd be like, are y'all okay? What? No. Anyway, he's taking over the 8 o'clock hour starting July. And yikes. Based on the shit I saw him say on Fox, where he was like talking about how like he didn't like he don't cry because he's a man. He's like, maybe I cried for my first two babies' births, but like, I don't need to talk about this. Very cool. Very cool. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back to talk some more stuff after this. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're back. Some bad news, some sad news. Madonna was rushed to the hospital. She's been hospitalized apparently since, I think, Saturday.
Wow.
And was intubated, like, in the ICU after being found unresponsive.
Oh, that, my God.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, that tour is postponed. And I believe they said it was some kind of, like, bacterial infection. So that is...
I'm like, is it meningitis? That's so scary.
I have no idea. I have no clue. I'm not counting on the tabloids to give me...
Not counting,
you know, super medical details quite yet. But yeah, really, really sad. But yeah.
Well, praying for Madonna. That is really sad. She's an absolute pop icon.
She's an icon. Kind of got wobbly in the last couple of years. But hey,
yeah,
you know what? But stay safe out there.
An icon, nonetheless.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But they say we will share more details with you as soon as we have them, including a new start date for the tour and for the rescheduled shows.
It's like, bruh, I'm not worried about that.
Well, you know, some people probably are. They're like, I didn't pay all this money for you to be intubated in the ICU. So guess what? I'ma see you outside, and it's ugly, Madonna. I'm sure there are people probably saying that. But McDonald's, they're trending because, I don't know, like some places, like they've responded to the Grimace Shake TikTok trend. And by that, all I've seen is that they posted from like the McDonald's account, like a picture of Grimace being like, me pretending I don't see the Grimace Shake trend.
Wait, can you enlighten me what the trend is? Because as someone who's chronically on TikTok, I have not come across the trend.
Becca, my dear fellow colleague and human being, now has come the time where the geriatric millennial will put you, the person who is not even close to their 30s, on to what is happening on the internet.
That's not true. I am close to my 30s.
I was giving you some grace.
Thank you.
Your vibes are not even close. And I don't mean to say that you're immature, but you have a youthful exuberance to you. All that to say, so you've heard how we've been saying the Grimace Shake is a Grimace cum. Because the first time we heard about it, we're like, what the fuck is this? This seems weird. So
yes.
In the last week on TikTok, everybody's been doing these videos where it starts out being like, hey, I'm about to try the Grimace Shake, blah, blah, blah. They take a sip, hard cut to people that are like fucking fucked up in the streets. Hold on, I'm gonna play it. Yeah, Brian is like, you gotta pull it up. Hold on. Yeah, I'm gonna pull it up.
What's up, guys? We're here to celebrate Grimace's birthday. We got some shakes. This one's for you, Grimace. Happy birthday, Grimace.
Alone at the edge of a universe. Humming a tune.
Oh my God.
We were slow. A siren sounds like the goddess who.
Okay, that's one style. I gotta show you a couple more.
McDonald's trying the Grimace Shake. Let us know how it is.
Kinda sucks. Fuck you, bro.
Okay. Now you're on. So people have just been acting like this shit is turning you into a zombie. You're gonna get taken away.
I'm like, how did this happen? Like, the one video I saw, my Gen Z sister-in-law sent
to our
gangy group chat, and it said, like, it was like, I don't know what's in this Grimace Shake, but now I'm pregnant with a baby Grimace. Like, I thought that's where this was going. Like, it was like super goofy.
They have wild ones, like where a woman takes a sip and she's like, no, that's not that bad. And then you just see purple start to run down her nose. And like her husband's like, what's wrong? And like the lights go off. She's like crawling on the ceilings and shit. It's amazing.
I'm shook. I'm unwell.
Yeah, I know. I just love that, like, we collectively as a society saw that there was just something weird with the Grimace Shake.
Yeah, and they took it.
My crass ass over on this show, we're like, that's his cum. And then they're over literally, here like, this will turn you evil. Thought. This was evil. I mean, there's something in the shake, y'all. We are all seeing it. We're all seeing it. But yeah, all they did was sort of respond on that on Twitter with that. I don't know what they're probably thinking right now, because
You know what? I actually have intimate knowledge with the McDonald's team.
Give us an update.
Might text my friends.
Hey, don't put them on blast though. Don't put them on blast. You know what I mean? But you will have a way to find out.
I will. And we will have.
We'll come back with an update, because it's amazing. But I get how they're like, well, we don't want people to think our product is going to make you like lose your shit. But hey, why not? All right, and finally, OceanGate is trending again, because they have began to recover like pieces of the fucking sub. And they also believe that they found what they believe to be human remains and shit in the wreckage.
I watched a lot of
TikTok explainers.
Yeah.
That cooked you inside. Did you see that one?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I was confused, I guess, cause I was really sad, y'all, that I was out of town actually when Ocean Gate broke. Cause I was like, damn, I'm missing TDZ on Ocean Gate.
Don't worry. You were doing your thing out there in Puerto Rico. Time. Yeah, yeah, do that.
I genuinely am so lost as to the physics of this. Like, I was under the impression that it was like kablooey, you know?
Yeah. Gone. Exactly. Like, or it just gets super scrunched. And then they said, like, again, this is TikTok science, where one guy who was old, and it's so weird how like when you watch TikTok, you're like, well, this person seemed old enough to not be lying to me for views.
I was like, Hank Green said it, so I kind of trust him.
Hank Green said it?
Yeah.
Okay, then I fuck with Hank Green.
Hank Green explained it to me, and I was like, I trust Hank Green. I've been watching him for years.
Neckbeard explained it to me with a dodgy background. So I'm going to just go with what he said. But anyway, a lot of people most of those videos seem to say, like, finding remains is probably...
Yeah,
like
slim and nut.
Like a fool's errand. But I have a feeling, like, based on, like, this chunk that they pulled out, like, maybe it's smushed in there, for lack of a better word. I don't know. Anyway, they're going to do an analysis and... all that.
I have a question, Miles. And granted, maybe we're not the people to have this discussion as two people who don't come from a science background.
No. This is a podcast. Are you kidding me? This is exactly where people who are unlearned go to wildly speculate about things that are verifiable. But go on. Yeah.
What's your question? I'm like, okay, so how come the Titanic isn't exploded? Because is it because it went down?
Yeah, because it went down. It was already broken, and then it just... goes down.
Because it was like a pressurized tube? Is that why?
Yeah, because it imploded. It was like an implosion. That's the reason why that broke apart. But if you look,
the Titanic, like, things just sunk and they're no longer pressurized.
But also, the pressure is fucking it up down there.
Okay, yeah. Because I'm like,
this sounds so horrible coming out my mouth. I'm like, the pressure is fucking it up down there.
Because I'm like, in theory, like, just kind of like space. Well, no, space is like you freeze it up. I don't know. Like, if you sink, would you just the bones from the pressure explode? Like, think if you're a skeleton sinking to the bottom.
Yeah, right. What happened to bones? Look, I'm smart enough to say, I don't fucking know, but I can wildly speculate that the pressure's still fucking up the Titanic down there. But please, someone with an atmospheric science background, Please, come let us know what the fuck happened. Like, you know, like, is that likely? Or, you know what? Maybe I'm acting like we can't call somebody up. Anyway,
I know
that's where we're at. So
I've had so many questions, like, and honestly, no desire to Google, but I have just been wildly speculating in my brain since Ocean Gate broke of like, I simply don't understand. But also I'm very much like, respect the ocean. Do not fuck with her. Like,
yeah, she'll
get your
ass.
I'm terrified of her. I really be like staying out of it. I'm not going further than I can stand. Like,
oh wow, you don't want that shit to take you away, huh?
No, I'm
take
so afraid
away.
Of her. Like,
I'm like,
I might
take
be
me
from
away.
A little island, but like I stay on the shore. Okay.
Wow, I like to feel infinity around me.
No,
that's how I think
scared.
Of it when you're in the ocean.
No.
Anyway, well, hey. Anyway, people with science backgrounds, please tell us, does the pressure be fucking it up down there still? And what happened to the bones?
Please enlighten me.
What happened to the bones? Okay. Anyway, that's going to do it for this edition. You know, we'll be back tomorrow with a full episode, and then we're going to be, you know, Monday and Tuesday we have off, 4th of July. Do what you need to for that time. But until then, take care of yourselves, take care of each other. You know, listen to science. Don't listen to us.
Don't listen to us. Please listen to science.
Get those vaccines. Look out for malaria if you have an unexplained fever, because that shit is back. And yeah, and don't do nothing about white supremacy unless you're the Supreme Court, who will literally do nothing about white supremacy.
And also, shout out to the people who sent me lots of recommendations about eyebrow gels and lamination. I got an email recently that was really sweet, and I haven't responded to it because I was on vacation.
Oh, but shit. Okay.
I appreciate y'all so much. I think I am just going to get laminated, y'all.
All right. Get the laminators out. All right. We'll see y'all next time. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.